are you okay with this gentleman going next? Okay. All right.
All right, you're on the clock then.
My name is Joe Wolzonski, and I've lived in Wolf Run for 23 years. As a retired business consultant, I fully appreciate the petitioner's aim of maximizing the profitability of their land holdings. Unless you're willing to build a desalination plant, there's just one prudent solution. Please don't gamble with our community's only source of potable water. Thank you.
Mr. Crawford, before I go with you, I'll be remiss. The way this order goes, I have to ask if there's anybody in favor first. So is there anybody here in favor of this application that would wish to speak?
Come on.
There's three. Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, just come up, and if you want to sort of form a line, that way we'll keep things moving, and also same with the opposition. And recall, if you would, identify yourself by name and state of residence for the record.
You're on, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hopefully I can be mercifully brief. My name is Bob Wardwell. I live at 14328 Alley Lane in the Senator's Development. I'm speaking in favor of this. My wife and I moved here and hope to age in place. We think that the Village Center proposal is going to help people age in place, and judging from the amount of gray hair I see in the senators, we're going to need that sooner rather than later. I've heard a lot of shoulda, woulda, coulda in this hearing, and I internalize it as well. I think we can all agree we wish the state and county could work better together. We wish the roads were better. We wish we could do a lot of things here. And it's not where we are right now. It's hopefully where you all will get us. But, you know, as a person who worked in government for a long, long time, I have to live in what the law says now, what the regulations say now, what we can do now. And I believe that the law supports this applicant, the application. I believe that it's your duty, frankly, to support it. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Good evening. I'm Robert Horsey from 14819 Sycamore Road, Laurel, Delaware. I've lived there, lived within an eighth of a mile, 48 years. My whole family's from Sussex County. My mom and dad moved maybe 100 feet their lifetime. I've worked with the Townsend Lingo family since the mid-90s. Started with Wolf Point, like 96, 97, I think it was. And our family's built all but two projects on Gill's Neck Road. We're pretty proud of it. And I can tell you, this developer has gone above and beyond to protect character of the neighborhood and protect property values to keep everything at a high level. So to say that this developer wouldn't do a quality project is not even an argument, because that's not the case. They will go above and beyond to protect the character of Lewis, and they will go above and beyond to do a quality project out there. We are the contractor that I've been hearing about to build out improvements. We've done every piece of improvement for this developer on Gill's Neck Road.
Great.
I was actually involved in the 2009 agreement with the developer in negotiating with DelDOT. And I can assure you, with engineering and everything, he has spent millions of dollars out of their own pocket. There's been no federal funding, Ms. Deaver.
Mm-hmm.
It's right straight out of developer's pocket. That they have funded all the improvements that you see to date. We are
That's important.
It is very important. there's some improvements that most people don't even know. They have funded all the regional sewer out there to allow the development of Gill's Neck Road. Was right out of their pockets. I think they help with land for the county treatment plant, and I'm sure they can attest to that. But this developer and these two families together has made Sussex County a better place. And I can assure you that, I know it was touched on briefly in Nick's presentation, but the economic impact of this B1 zoning is important to Sussex County. When you look at the long-term job creation, I think he threw out 200 jobs. Being a Sussex Countyan and a Western Sussex Countyan, we need jobs in this county. All the complaints you've heard tonight, we can design and I can build around it. We can mitigate traffic impact. We can build a quality project, but what we can't do is, if you turn down this, we can't create other job opportunities somewhere else. We need jobs in this county. So I ask you, I strongly urge you, for the betterment of Sussex County, to approve this project. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Vince Kane, and I live in 23523 Holly Circle in the woods on Herring Creek. I'd like to start off simply by addressing what DelDOT says, that the level of improvement, that the level of improvement has increased regarding the traffic lights and that. And it has. I mean, I go out to Route, off from the beach onto Route 1, and it's great. It's a great setup. But I don't see how that relates to whether it makes sense to put a shopping center right on Gills Neck Road. There's no relationship there. Who cares whether traffic has improved? A shopping center on Gills Neck Road just doesn't make any sense. And the improved is good. I like that.
Just to be clear, sir, we were asking for people that were wanting to speak in favor of it. I'm gathering you're not in favor of the
application. Well, no, I'm not.
Okay.
We realize.
Well, I don't know. I think you are now.
Too late. That's right. Too late.
Retract your statement. You're in line. You're in the positive line.
Finish it. We'll remember.
In the favor of line.
Let him finish.
Yeah, we'll just let you go.
Affirmative
ahead and
line.
Regarding other communities in the area, walking down, being within walking distance of the proposed retail stores, well, in my opinion, if I was in those communities, I'd much rather just drive into Lewis or drive over to Savannah Road rather than walk down to the retail center there, the proposed one. The small shopping center down the road from Gills Neck Road has a Chinese restaurant, a Mr. P's Pizza, and a deli. It's a small shopping center, and it's been there for years, and I like that shopping center there. Now, the Five Points development is along Savannah Road. Savannah Road has a lot of retail things there. A lot of stores. So to me, you can't compare Savannah Road to Gills Neck Road. They're just two different things. And also, about a mile or more from the traffic light at Gills Neck Road and Kings Highway, there's the Pelican Square, the Midway Outlets, and I think people in the Gills Neck Road development, the community in there, they're still going to drive down there. It's not going to take traffic off of Route 1 because they'll go down there anyway. And my wife volunteers at the Lewis Library on Wednesdays. She's there from 1 to 3 and sometimes longer. And when the high school lets out, that's a big tie up there. It just is. And then lastly, when I drive along Gills Neck Road to get down on the beach to Cape Pendleton State Park or the Lewis Beach, which is a beautiful beach, it's a nice drive going down there. It's beautiful farmland. And I'd hate to see I just wouldn't like to see that retail center along the road there. Thank you, that's it.
Thank you.
Sir. Olivia, this gentleman was next. You're in favor, right?
Yes. Just making sure. Good evening. My name is John Schneider. I live at 35488 Peregrine Road, which is in Hawkseye. I have a wife and two children. We've been in Hawkseye since January of 2008. I decided to take time out of my work day and my after work hours, apparently, to come here and voice my support for this proposal. I believe that it is a much reduced rezoning proposal. I followed this through the progression from the 520,000 square feet to where it is today, which would accommodate the 75,000 square feet if approved. While I didn't think the original proposal fit well within the area, I do think that the current proposal is appropriate and will be very valuable amenity to the immediate area, including many young Gill's Neck families like ours. Having a B1 type services or having B1 type services here will enable my family and my neighbors to get many of our day-to-day needs without having to go out onto Route 1 or traveling up to the north side of Lewis at Five Points, which Five Points is actually 2.8 miles away from my house. It will obviously reduce the amount of times we have to travel off of Gill's Neck Road or even operate a vehicle, a great benefit for us and our environment. The project would also involve additional improvements along Kings Highway, which will definitely improve traffic, particularly the Clay Road intersection where I've witnessed multiple accidents over the years. I understand that without development, and specifically this project, it is very unlikely that there will be public funding for any roadway improvements. However, private funding for roadway improvements, which will benefit everyone, is a huge win for all. It seems to me that this location is a logical place for this type of center. It has frontage on both Kings Highway and Gill's Neck Road, providing good access and visibility. We have almost 2,000 homes, as we've all heard, on Gill's Neck Road and the surrounding area, and we definitely need easier, closer access to these types of businesses. I've heard concerns about the proximity to Cape High School. As a parent, it's my opinion that this project will be a much welcomed addition for the parents who are picking up their children, or if you have a child who's coming home from Cape High School, which all of us young families in Hawkeye will, hey, can you pick up a loaf of bread or a gallon of milk on your way home? Lastly, I do think that this stretch of roadway is important as it contributes to the look and feel of the whole area. There are quite a few individual buildings, stores, and offices along Kings Highway, which are not all that visibly appealing. Given the investment that the developer has made in the old barn renovation, their track record of developing high-end projects, and the fact that they own significantly more land around the project, I believe that their project will be very tasteful and improve the experience for people visiting and living in the area. I believe many of the working parents in this immediate area, in the Gill's Neck Road area, would echo a lot of the sentiment, but many do not have the ability to take off days of work and honestly are focused on their own day-to-day lives. I hope the county council follows planning and zoning's recommendations and approves this project given the many benefits that it will provide. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Do you have, is that statement in a form that you could submit just for the benefit of our staff with the minutes? Is that, I don't know, would that help? That's actually, it's Robin, I'm thinking of planning and zoning. If you want to just hand that to them.
Anything we do to help Robin.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't start.
Anybody else who wishes to speak in favor?
I'm sorry, I do not wish to speak in favor, but I feel like I'm the only other person here with small and young children and a family. I actually have a hired visitor.
You come right on down and speak.
I'm sorry. I feel like
we'll work around your schedule.
We're family friendly.
I'm sorry. I was like, I'm somebody else's.
No, you go right ahead. State your name and address.
My name is Laurel Fountain. I live at 329 Mulberry Street in Lewis, Delaware. My husband urged me to do this today after we found out that there was a hearing about this area, although it is wonderful that the city of Lewis has been speaking up for us. We are not on the side of these other young families. I am somebody who actually loves walking to Lloyd's, and I am probably one of the few people that actually shops for a family using a double stroller. And I feel like if you buy a house far away from an area that has shopping, that you are going to be driving to your shopping. And you know that when you buy it. And if you buy a house in town, because you really, really want to live in a tiny house and walk to do your shopping, that's what you're going to do. And I think if you're building a development, it is a long way. Has anybody tried to walk all their groceries home? Let me tell you, it is a long way from the corner of Gill's Neck down into those neighborhoods. If the developer really, really wanted to build an awesome store that would help them, like a Lloyd's store or a neighborhood store, they would be shoving that thing right in next to the latest development, right next to it, so that all those people can actually walk. Anyway, sorry, just grabbed my ideas. The other problem is current stores in winter are not that busy. In the summer, yeah, we're slammed. But in the current stores in winter, I mean, I go, they're empty. So really, is there enough development to sustain a store? I don't know. My other question is, all the young families I know and the young kids I know, we do Amazon Prime. I haven't been out on Route 1 all summer. I've done Lloyd's, the farmer's market, and oops, I need some caulk. Amazon Prime, free shipping. So this is something that we all do. If the little old man that rents behind me gets his dog food on Amazon Pantry because he gets it 60% off, every generation is doing Amazon Prime. This need for these huge bulk stores is going to go down. And I just feel like, why fill it up? As far as the agricultural zoning, and maybe I'm showing my naivete here, but just because in the past, Delaware has grown houses like corn out of their farms, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to let them do it over and over and over again. And one of the things that attracted us to this area 15 years ago was the beautiful drive-in, and that drive has slowly turned into driving through Gaithersburg, Maryland. It's just so sad to see this beautiful state suddenly turn into quick development housing. And not to say that the developments that are already there aren't beautiful, and not to say that I don't enjoy other young families coming to the area. I certainly do. But I would hope that the county would take into effect all of this, and the fact that there are those of us who are young families and don't have time to come here and speak against it, and don't want to see more and more and more development right outside the zone of Delaware. We pay our Lewis taxes, we pay our Sussex taxes, and we really, really want to see it, something preserved of the reason why we were attracted to come. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak in favor? Seeing none, I just would like to point out for the record, I was handed a letter because this has gone on for a while. I'm not going to read the letter. It'll be part of the record. It was from Dr. William Miller and his wife Marjorie in favor of the application. So we'll make sure that gets to be part of the record. Mr. Crawford, the best laid plans.
Are you sure?
I am sure. Come on up.
How many others?
We have to do something to wake up the audience.
Calisthenics? What are we going to do?
I was going to take you all to dinner, but Mr. Robertson convinced me otherwise.